AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. They'll be getting a clearer look now at the 4 mile oil slick off the California coast this morning as the sun comes up. A broken pipeline onshore spilled about 21,000 gallons of oil into the Pacific northwest of Santa Barbara. Debbie Puckett was relaxing at a beach campground when
the rangers came around and told us that we need to evacuate.
The Coast Guard says overnight winds probably pushed the oil closer to shore. They'll know soon. President Obama will be addressing the Coast Guard graduates in New London, Connecticut today, and in his commencement address, he'll call climate change a national security issue. He'll say it risks the readiness of U.S. forces and aggravates poverty. Tornadoes swept through North Texas last night. There's a lot of damage, but nobody injured that we know of. The Storm Prediction Center's Chris Broyles on what's ahead there.
The main concern for today is large hail and perhaps some damaging wind gusts. And it should be fairly confined to areas south of San Angelo, around San Angelo and southward.
Takata has finally agreed with U.S. safety regulators to declare millions of its airbags defective, setting off the biggest vehicle recall ever in this country. Tom Krischer covers the automobile industry for the AP.
Takata agreed to declare its products, the bulk of its products, defective, and therefore the automakers, 11 automakers, will recall almost 34 million vehicles.
Not clear yet exactly which vehicles are being recalled, but go to the website safercar.gov to enter your car's VIN number to see if it's on the list yet. Overseas, thousands of people are fleeing Islamic State militants in Ramadi. Iraq is now allowing the refugees to enter Baghdad. This is AP Radio News. A Norwegian cruise line ship was grounded on a reef close to Bermuda for more than 6 hours. There were 3,500 people on board. Everybody's fine, but our Danica Cotto reports that some of them were a little nervous for a while.
I spoke to one passenger who said people were kind of nervous and trying to figure out what had happened at the beginning because the ship shuddered for about 30 seconds to a minute and then came to an abrupt stop. And passengers went to the top of the ship to figure out what had happened, but that the routine resumed normally with the ship holding entertainment shows and people going back to their cabins as they awaited further updates from the captain.
Norwegian Cruise Lines blames a temporary malfunction in the steering system for forcing the ship slightly off course. Rumor Willis has won the 10th anniversary season of Dancing with the Stars. She and her partner, Val Schmierkowski, had a string of perfect scores in the final weeks of the ABC competition. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.